Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Father, we thank you that we can bow down in your name. We thank you for your precious word. And we do lift up those that are on their way and pray for their safe journey, and those who, like Darlene and others, can't be here for whatever reason, that they would be blessed and they would be listening as well to you as you guide them by your Spirit. And fill each of us with your Spirit this morning, Lord, and may we worship you and hear you speak to us through your word, and may we be led by your Spirit in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Continuing on through Psalm 119, verses 97 through 112, and so today we do include verse 105, which is probably the best known verse in this psalm, and we sang this song, or tried to sing it several times, and I didn't seem to be able to get it done, but we'll try it again this morning. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light to my path. So let's sing along. Words are on the front page.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path.
We are in verses 97 through 112 today. That is the mem and the noon with the acrostics. So the first eight verses we read will begin with the letter mem, M we might say in Hebrew. And then the next one with the letter N or noon. Verse 97 through 112 reading, oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, I pray, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end. So as we pick it up again in verse 97, as I just read, the psalmist says, "Oh, how I love your law." Can you say that? Can you mean that? I mean, I know you can say it. Can you say it truthfully? "Oh, how I love your law." Where does his word rank in your list of loves? Going on, he says, "It is my meditation all the day." Oh, what an important thing that is, to meditate on his word. And here he is saying how much he loves it, and he meditates on it all the day. You know, I saw some statistics on high school students on the amount of the time of each day they spend with a screen in front of them. It's 9 hours. Junior high, 6 hours. But the psalmist says here, he's meditating on the word all the day. What a difference there is in that, isn't it? Verse 98, "You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies." What an important statement that is. Now he goes on to say, "For my enemies are ever with me." Your enemies will ever be with you until we pass over. We're going to have enemies. So that's not the question, "Lord, take away my enemies." I mean, you can pray that, but it's not going to happen in terms of we won't have any more enemies, because they hated Jesus, they will hate you. You're an affront to the world. You're in their way. They're not going to like you for being a Christian. They're not going to like you for following the Word of God. But notice, the Word makes you wiser than your enemies. Wisdom. Where do we find wisdom? Not in knowledge. There's much more knowledge today than there's ever been on the face of the earth, but there hasn't been a corresponding increase in wisdom at all, has there? I don't think so. Apart from the Word of God. So we have, enemies have much knowledge. They can run circles around us with their knowledge. But the Word makes us wiser, is what this says. Same with the teachers. Verse 99, "I have more understanding than my teachers, for your testimonies are my teachers." In other words, your testimonies are my meditation. So comparing to the enemies, there is wisdom. Comparing to the teachers, you have more understanding. And then even old people, "I understand more than the ancients," or that could be aged, A-G-E-D. "I understand more than the ancients." Why? "Because I keep your precepts." Now, you know, you kind of see older people and you assume that they must be smarter than they were when they're younger because they got a lot more experience. But an old person without the Lord isn't any smarter than he was wisdom-wise than when he was a child, really, I don't believe, because we read here, I have more understanding than the old people because I keep your precepts. Are you keeping his precepts? Verse 101, I have restrained my feet from every evil way. Think what that means when it says that. Why would you have to restrain your feet from evil ways? Because your feet tend to go in evil ways, right? Your heart tends to go in evil ways. You tend to go in evil ways. So how do you restrain yourself from the evil ways? By keeping his word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How does the Lord teach you his judgments? By giving you his word, right? But we've got to read it. We've got to dig it out. It is, doesn't jump out of the Bible into our heart necessarily. I mean, without meditating, without reading, without taking it in. So we see here then that he says, I've not departed from your judgments. They're your judgments, and you have taught me yourself. And then verse 103, those of you who like me have a sweet tooth. This is the real sweet tooth here. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And then verse 104, how do you get understanding? Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Discernment. The Word of God gives you understanding. It gives you discernment. The Word of God says, hate evil, abhor evil. How do you know what is evil? Well, you compare things to the Word of God. If they're not in accordance with the Word of God, they're not right. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. So, those eight verses are just filled with the aspect of the Word giving us understanding, giving us wisdom, the importance of meditating on it. Now, the next eight verses, the noon, starting with the Hebrew N, nun, verse 105, that familiar verse, of course, we just sang it, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And I believe every believer would agree with that. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Thinking about the priests as they were anointed for service. One of the things they were anointed was their right toe, so they would walk in accordance with the Lord's will and the Lord's guidance. And how do you do that? It's his word. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Verse 106, I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. So that's the psalmist's heart. I have sworn and confirmed I will keep your righteous judgments. Now we'll get affliction again today in this verse. I am afflicted very much. Now, assuming this was David writing it, which I do, just think about how his enemies, particularly during those years when Saul was after him, he was afflicted day and night, day and night, day and night. Very much. I'm afflicted very much. Now, you and I may say that, oh, I'm so afflicted. I'm afflicted all the time. Well, are we really? Are we just a little nuisance? Do we have just a little spot of it and not a whole amount? But we do get afflictions, don't we? I am afflicted very much. So what is the remedy? Life. Revive me. Life. Quicken me. O Lord. How? According to your word. Then the request here in verse 108, accept, I pray, the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord. Does that prayer fit you? Are you offering free will offerings of praise to him? I think in Psalm 116 it tells us, what does the Lord need, or what does the Lord require, or whatever? And the answer comes back, he doesn't need anything from us. But we are what? We are to take the cup of salvation with trembling and offer praises of thanksgiving from our lips and from our heart. And here he says, accept, I pray, the freewill offerings of my mouth. And he wants your obedience and your praise more than your sacrifices. Accept, I pray, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. What a great verse. They're all great, right? Why do you say that one's great? They're all great. Yeah. Another great verse. Now we have a couple of yets in here, a couple of contrasts in the next two verses. Verse 109, my life is continually in my hand. Listen, in your hand, obviously, but in my hand, because we have choices what to do with our life. Are we going to stay on track? Are we going to go veering off left, right, or whatever? So my life is continually in my hand, or another translation of that, my life is continually in danger. My life is continually in danger. Yet I do not forget your law. How easily do we forget his word when we have great danger, when we get in times of great fear? He says, I don't forget your law. Verse 110, the wicked have laid a snare for me. This is was very familiar, particularly in those days, because they would dig pits, cover them with pits. As one kind of a snare. There were different kinds of snares, but that's the way they would catch their prey. They didn't have the array of guns and all the other stuff that we have today. So they would trap them with a snare. And here he says, the wicked have laid a snare for me. They're trying to catch us. Unbelievers are trying to catch the believers, not for something good, but to destroy them. They've laid a snare for me. Again, same response, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. I like that kind of a thought. The first one was, I do not forget it. I can kind of relate to that. But straying doesn't mean necessarily forgetting. It just means you're not paying too much attention to it. You're straying from his precepts. Verse 111, your testimonies I have taken as an inheritance or a heritage forever. We think about, oh, my inheritance. What am I going to inherit when I get my inheritance? Well, you've got it, but not in terms of somebody dying and you got it because of Jesus died, but not because of some earthly person dying and give you an estate or something or other. Your testimonies I have taken as an inheritance forever. I love that. Forever, forever, forever. And it says, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. So ask yourself, does my heart really rejoice at his testimonies and the fact that they are forever? And then he closes it out with, I have inclined my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes. Notice that I have inclined my heart, which I think means that you have control over your heart on what you're thinking and what's coming out of it. Are you inclining your heart to perform his statutes? Are you just letting your heart kind of go with the flow and whatever happens, it happens? And we need to incline our hearts to perform his statutes. How long? Forever, to the very end. Now, as a born-again Christian, we are under the law of the Spirit, right? And with the Spirit leading us, the Spirit will always be guiding us continually, forever, to the very end, to his word and to the truth and to how we respond in our hearts, because that's where this all starts, isn't it? It's out of the heart comes the wickedness. Then the thought comes to the brain, and it comes out through actions or through your tongue. But we want to incline our hearts to perform his word forever to the very end. Father, we thank you for your word, and every verse is so filled with such wonderful truths. You are truth. You are true. Not just your word contains truth, which it does, but it is true. It is truth itself. Thank you, Lord. Lead us in this time of prayer now, that we might pray as led by You, Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us. May we be in one accord with you, thereby being in one accord with one another as well. In Jesus' name, let's pray.
O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe is made.
And it sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And it sings my soul,
when I think that God, his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin.
Father, you are great. We thank you, Lord. Father, help us to redeem the time. Help us not to be waiting for things to quiet down or waiting for this or waiting for that. Really, you have put us in the best place of all times to witness. The whole world is stirred up over this pestilence, but why are they stirred up? They don't want to die. Why don't they want to die? Because they don't know you. What a great backdrop for the gospel, Lord.
Yes.
And I pray for the churches. I pray for the missionaries, Lord. I pray they would not be looking at these times as difficult times, but as times of great opportunity, Lord. And Lord, really, whether we like the difficulties or not, our time is running out. We are 1 week closer to the last breath than we were a week ago when we met, and every unbeliever is 1 week closer than they were a week ago as well. And Lord, the last breath is going to happen. We know that for sure. We don't know when, and we know you're coming back for sure. We don't know when, and we know the church is going to be raptured for sure, but we don't know when. So here we are. If you leave us today here on this earth, may we use it, Lord, for your glory. Bless each one for coming and fill them with your Spirit as has been prayed. And may we yield to you and may we be praising you and honoring you, how great you are. In Jesus' name,
amen.